pouring out some mate on this Halloween. Pouring out some mate as we begin the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an episode on the Justin Gary Podcast. Never get tired of saying that. Never get tired. Can you hear that? Can you hear that water just going into the herbs of the earth? Love it, man. Love it. Love it. Welcome. Welcome to Halloween. Do you celebrate Halloween? How do you say it? Halloween? 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 I don't even know how to say it. It's like my least favorite holiday. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm such a non-conformist. I don't like dressing up like the masses. And so I just, I reject all these things that we need to be like other people. I don't know. Like I've always been like that since I was a kid. Like everyone wear a red shirt to school. No, I'm going to wear a fucking white one. I don't know. It's always been like that. And I'll do it, but I'm like, it's part of my Enneagram makeup. Have I talked to you about the Enneagram? It's been such a game changer in my life. 9 different types of people in the world, and you're one of them. It's not a personality test. It's like aligned with the stars, and it's really cool. Just type in Enneagram on Google and take the test and read a description, and you'll realize that it's better than anything else you've ever read about yourself within horoscopes or Chinese astrology or any personality test. Myers-Briggs, all those different weird names. The Enneagram is the best one. Enneagram. You won't forget it because it sounds like Instagram, but it's Enneagram. But anyways, when I read, you know, the type 4, it was like, you don't like doing what others are doing in large groups. And I was like, oh, there I am, along with a list of 10 other things that made me feel found as a human, because I've always been on a quest for self-discovery since I can remember. Getting back to the message, my friends, side deviations, effects of high caffeinated drinks. I wanted to talk to you today on this Halloween day about how to carve a pumpkin. I'm just joking. Could you imagine if I wanted to talk to you about how to carve a pumpkin? I wanted to say, yeah, yesterday I met with a girl, and she's from Russia, and we had a great conversation. And I love meeting like foreigners, you know, considering right now I'm in the United States, a foreigner being someone that doesn't, you know, isn't from here or wasn't born here. And yeah, it was just so cool to meet somebody from a different background and from a different upbringing and from a different, yeah, just part of the world. I think there's so much benefit in speaking to people that are nothing like you. And I think if we did more of that, there would be more harmony and peace in the world. You know, lately I've been wanting to like voice more. I've been having a desire to like speak more about like kind of like my thoughts within topics that you're not supposed to talk about, like politics and religion and faith. And, you know, we steer clear of these things because they create conflict and tension, and people hold them very personable. And if you say the wrong thing, it's like you can completely X somebody out. For instance, you have a great relationship with someone and you personally don't like Donald Trump and you love this person of yours, but then they say in passing that they're a Trump supporter and your whole view of them changes, right? I'm just going with that analogy because he's a divisive figure, whether you like him or not. You can't argue that he's not divisive. Like, everyone knows that. I think he knows that. Think something else. Like, let's say you are like against homosexuality, right? And then, you know, you're talking to somebody and you find out that they're pro-gay or the reverse, you know, of the whole situation, or any of these situations in the reverse. I'm not telling you my opinions and my thoughts. I'm just thinking of hot topics, right? Or that you think you're pro-Palestinian or pro-Israel, or why can't you be both? I don't know. Like, that's my own thought. But what if you were pro-Palestinian and then someone else was getting mad at you because you come from a different side, and how can you say that? And and you had a great relationship with somebody, but because you realized one of their views, you let that view dictate every other experience and moment you've had with them. It's almost like one thing that you're so passionate about, if you find that out about somebody, they stand on a different side, you instantly see them as a completely different person. I just think about, why do we do that? It makes me think about that expression, like the baby with the bathwater. Like, you throw out the whole person because of an ideology that they possess. It's like, I'll never see you the same because of that one thing. And what you're saying when you cast that ideology on someone is that that one thing says so much about everything else you believe. And that's how much it means to you. That's how much it means to you. If you ever do that to somebody with any facet of life, it's because that particular thing weighs and is that heavy in your life. Because truth be told, you wouldn't do it for something else, right? It's like, you like cookies and cream ice cream? What the fuck? I'll never see you the same. How? Damn. You know, but you don't do that with cookies and cream ice cream, right? Like, you don't have a problem, right? You're like, you own a Honda Civic? That's what you drive? I'll never, never see you the same. You know, how silly is it? But with a certain ideology, right? Or let's take a simple belief, right? A simple belief about something, anything. You think that debt loans should be forgiven? Fuck. Friendship ends now. Like, you know, maybe you are passionate about that, but you get me. Why are some things divisive and explosive and tick us off? And why do some things dictate the entirety of the way we view someone and other things don't? Who decided that these things are of so much importance? Was it media? Was it you? And why are you drawn to certain things that other people aren't drawn to? And why do you let a belief dictate your view of somebody? Here's the other point I want to make, because I'm going to wrap this up, because you know I always do, and I hope you're still with me. The other point that I want to make is, when you have something hit home to you, you always see it differently. For instance, you could be against gays, and then your daughter says she's gay, and you will forever have a different viewpoint of homosexuality. You could be against Donald Trump, and your mother loves him, and your viewpoint of Donald will change if she didn't like him. I'm just throwing out divisive topics, guys. I don't want to offend anyone with anything. I'm just throwing out things that I've heard in media and that I know are very sensitive to people, because I want you to see the points that I'm trying to make. You can be pro-Israel, right? Pro-Israel, and then you have a friend that's currently in Palestine, and your views on the war will shift in comparison to someone that has your same stance but does not know anyone in Palestine and does not have a friend in Palestine. What I'm trying to say is that ideology and beliefs are very different from people and relationships. And people and relationships will shape our ideologies and beliefs. Okay? Take that, and then take what I said earlier about how we let an ideology or belief that someone has completely shift our whole viewpoint about them. Okay? So again, take these two realities. How we let something like an ideology or belief completely shape our viewpoint of somebody, and then take the notion that when you know somebody, your viewpoint of a situation completely changes. All right? Now let's stay there. Let's bring it on home. Let's bring it on home, because I know this is heavy waters. I'm gonna tie it up for you. people will change in your own mind when you discover their ideologies. But ideologies will change in your mind when you discover people. One more time for the people in the back. Put your floaties on. Let's do this again. People will change in your mind when you discover their ideologies, right? On the hot topics, right? But ideologies will change in your mind when you discover people. And the message and the point of this episode is to push and take you down the route of discovering more people to grow your ideologies instead of waiting to find people's ideologies and then discover, like, in your mind who they are and make your mind up about who they are. Does this make sense, guys? Most people operate from the viewpoint of, oh, you believe that? Canceled. Done. Whatever word you want to use. Cancel is a popular word, but it just, it means so much more, and there's so many more ways to use it. I'm not trying to advocate pro or not, cancel, whatever culture, whatever they call it. I don't even think about things in those ways. I'm just saying we eliminate people and we change our mind about people when we discover an ideology that hits different than us. And it's like, you believe that? Now I've identified you as a certain person. You think that? Now you're this. You think that? Now you're this. And they do that to you, and you wonder why there's so much bickery and how that can escalate into all different sorts of things like violence, and you got keyboard warriors, and this whole just drama points out. And my thing is, like, where is it going? Like, it's going to end negative. It's not going to get better, right? Because we're letting the way someone's viewpoint is dictate who they are as a person. And you've associated the beliefs with the person. You believe that? It's just so rooted in, like, unhealthy religion and unhealthy politics and unhealthy viewpoints. Like, I can't believe you believe that. You believe that? Well, that's who you are, because you've associated someone's beliefs with who they are. It's so twisted, bro. It's so twisted. And then what ends up happening is, it's like, you can only associate with people who have your similar beliefs. And then everyone else is just fucking wrong. It's like, we do it in all facets of life. And this is a result of associating someone's ideologies with the person. And seeing it, you believe that, that's who you are, you're done with me because I have a different belief. And I'm so strong on that you are done. And what I'm trying to advocate for is discover people, right? Discover people first, who they are first, and let that dictate your ideologies. Let that affect your ideologies. And how do you do that? Man, I'm like, I was doing it yesterday when I went to go meet with somebody. And I love meeting new people, and I think that's a great way to do it. I have a different view on Russia because of her. I have Jewish friends, different views of the war. I have Palestinian friends, different views of the war. Gay friends, different views of the war. Trump supporters, different views of Trump. Biden supporters. People pro-gay, against gay. All the hot topics. Think about them all. The ones that you were really, really hot about. Go befriend people within that community. Go find the people in that community and let that affect your ideology. This might not sit well with you, you know? You might think, like, no, I can't do that. I can't. What's going to happen? You're going to go to hell? What's going to happen? You're going to get spanked? You're going to go to jail? What's going to happen? Again, I'm not trying to get you to cross into, like, doing evil things or associating with evil people. But any of these topics, just because someone stands on the other side doesn't mean they're a bad person. Who told you that? Who told you that? They're evil because they believe that? What makes you so righteous and just filled and you're right and only people like you are right? This is one of the problems in society, man. Seek first the person. Seek first the person, because what we do when we do that is we're taking like energy or thoughts that or beliefs that we think are wrong, and we're casting that upon the whole of the entity of the whole group. And you know that's wrong, but you do it anyways. It's unhealthy. And that was the only point of the message today. And it's a heavy one, but I think people need to hear it. Maybe you need to hear it. I definitely need to hear it. It's so easy to live in a world where it's like, you got to take your stance. Who says that, man? Who says that? I get, like, I guess you got to be, that shows that you're strong or you have convictions. But I'm so personally so much less about taking a stance and more about bringing people together. Like, yeah. Because obviously something's not right. Something's not working. Something needs to be fixed. But if I was in a room of 100 people, I wouldn't say, let me go find my people. All right, that's going to be 15 of you. Okay, good. Let's form the tribe. Let's get the barriers. Let's find. No, you know what I'll do is like, all right, let's get everybody together, all 100 together. I don't know. Call me a socialist. I don't know what it means. I just know that I'm more about the whole. I'm more about everybody. I'm more about peace. I'm more about diplomacy. I'm more about getting people together. I'm more about the common. All. Everyone included. Everything belongs. Everyone has a part. And I'm definitely pro leadership. I definitely think some people are not equipped. I definitely think there's evil in the world. I definitely think violence is necessary sometimes. And I definitely think there are times when you need to take a stance. Like, because if not, you just get walked over. And like, you become like a, yeah, just irrelevant because you're so pro everybody that you lose yourself. But that doesn't mean that you need to take division all the time either. I hope this makes sense. These are some of my beliefs that I want to lay out that are so hard to talk about because there's so many different viewpoints. But this is what, I guess, if I had to take a stance, but my stance is for everyone. It's not just for my people. I'm on everyone's side because I think that's what deep inside we all want, is to be heard. So less division, more unity. Less polarization, more togetherness. And it's hard because people are confusing and tricky. So we'd rather just like say, you go here, I'll go here. But that's unfortunately where power and greed come in, and war and violence and death. And I think, in my opinion, more of a diplomatic viewpoint, more of a togetherness viewpoint, more of a less about your ideologies and more about who you are as a person will bring more of what we want in the world, which is peace and unity. So, guys, this is a rare, unique message, but I wanted to share it because maybe somebody needs to hear it. And maybe you have your viewpoints and you're like, I don't think that way, bro. That's fine. Like, it's fine. But if you've taken my beliefs and like now you form something about me, just know that I think you're in the wrong for doing that, because I would never do that to you. It's not what our world needs. I'm on your side. So that is another podcast in the books, motherfucker. Love you. Thanks for listening, guys. And I hope this made sense to you because it was lurky waters, to say the least, but I hope it helps in a world that's very polarized at the moment.